Welcome to another edition of Giants Online here on Giants.com. I'm Bob Papa. On Sunday, the Giants travel to San Francisco to take on the Niners. We'll talk about it, as always, with the Senior Vice President of Communications, Pat Hanlon. There, Patty, how are you?
San Francisco, here I come.
It's nice, though, the Giants-Niners rivalry.
Love it.
Harkens
two
back
tough
to
games last year. This year shouldn't be any different.
Tremendous tradition between the Giants and Niners. To talk about it, we welcome in Fooch. How are you,
AKA
buddy?
Bronco Nagurski.
What is up with
just like you guys are raising awareness, I'm going to raise awareness for ball security this week, because obviously at the beginning of the game last week that was not the case, and you will not win this game this week there, Mr. Hanlon, if you drop the ball once against the Niners. It'll be a long trip home. Long flight.
you want me to tell you what you can do with that football?
Right? High and tight, buddy. High and tight.
We're going to get him a little blanky.
Right.
To go with his
he
football.
Looks good.
Well, We stepped up the class on the show by welcoming in Jenny Ventress from the Star Ledger. Jenny, welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
Great to have you. Just talk about this Giant Niner rivalry and how it's starting to grow a little bit based on what we saw in the 80s and now a little kind of bad blood going back and forth.
Yeah, because, you know, the 49ers were talking a little bit this week about how they felt the Giants took something from them last year. Obviously, the chance to go to the Super Bowl. And, you know, this will be the third time they've seen each other in less than a year. So, you know, teams, these are two teams that are, you know, in contention to always be at the top of their division. And now NFC powerhouses potentially every year. So that they'll probably see a lot more of each other every season.
I'm glad they put it that way. We did. We did take something from them. As opposed to somebody giving us something.
Well.
Whoa.
Let's just forget about last year, because obviously they're waiting for you. And the last two games, they're playing good football. 79-3, they've outscored their opponents. This is a team that's hitting on all cylinders, and not just the running game, Bobby. They're actually starting to pass the football in San Francisco, which is scary.
Yeah, I mean, Alex Smith looks like a much more mature player. He's got more weapons on the offensive side of the ball. What about this Giants team? The running game. Obviously, last week, a huge game. The week before, not so much. Are you a believer that this running game is back on track?
I think what you saw last week was all the parts kind of working in synergy. Some of the way, you know, the fullback was leading and the offensive linemen were double teaming and moving guys, and Bradshaw was finding the creases. I felt like it all looked like it was working in synergy. Obviously, it's a tougher challenge against the 49ers defense, but that seemed to be the most complete game that all the pieces to the ground game had had so far.
Don't point.
You're
going
to have to explain to him what synergy means.
Yeah.
Would you?
I know what high and tight means. And
it had been so long since we had run the ball that effectively, that it was
shocking to the system.
It was, yes, and it was it was an incredible feeling. San Francisco's defense is arguably the best in the league, and so the challenge is to see if we can create that same sort of sensation this week.
Let's get back to the game this past week.
Sure,
down 14-0. I mean, that was definitely not Coughlin time. Did they forget to start the game early this week? I don't understand what happened there. But I know one thing. They better do a good start this week. And, Bobby, the run defense and the pass defense better show up, because it's been a little bit missing in action this year.
What is the problem with this run defense?
I think the defense has had so many parts coming in and out. There hasn't been a whole lot of consistency. Some of the linebackers, one's hurt one week, one's hurt the next week. Now you have, you know, Kenny Phillips is out. So I feel like the defense hasn't kind of played together a lot this season. And I also think Chris Canty is a big missing piece. You really could see it last week. I think that was one game you're like, wow, you really miss Canty. Obviously, he can't play this week in San Francisco. This is the kind of game they would love to have him for.
Well, there's two things. One is, obviously, you miss a guy of Chris Canty's ability. But with Rocky Bernard down, no Canty, now you have a depth issue that right. has been difficult to overcome, which is ironic, because every place else where we have depth issues and have had to go into our depth, for the most part, guys have stepped up and filled the void.
All right, so we just answered at Eddie Mags 56 question. When we come back, we're going to take more of your questions via Twitter as we continue with Giants Online after this.
Hi, I'm Tom Coughlin, head coach of the New York Giants. Watching your child suffer from cancer is almost unimaginable, but it is very real for many families. The J Fund can't make the pain go away, but it can help in so many ways. We are providing financial and emotional aid for more families in the New York, New Jersey area each year.
When it was real bad, they stepped up financially. Words can't even describe what these people have done for us.
For more information, call the number here or visit us at tcjfund.org.
Back here on Giants Online on Giants.com. Giants and 49ers square off on Sunday. All right, so we have some questions here via Twitter. Nice. At Giants. Okay, this one.
Taco Hotami?
Not yet.
No, that's last week.
At McHugh93, are we going to see more David Wilson this week?
Well, I think they would be wise to use more David Wilson. Obviously, the San Francisco 49ers are a tough team to run against. I think his speed and quickness, you saw that, the touchdown run he had. He was gone.
It's unbelievable.
Chris Snee said you could hear him running by, and that's what it was.
I think because of Brown's status, I'd actually like to have Andre Brown in the lineup this week because of his toughness.
Brown is a huge question mark.
Exactly. Between the tackles, I would love to have him with Bradshaw's ability. You know, obviously, T. Wilson's going to have to fill in, but I would love to have Brown this week.
Well, he's making plays. He keeps earning the coach's trust.
I was
going to
say, he's made the play. You know, up until last week, he had been given a play to make every game and hadn't made it. Finally, he made the play, so he's earning, you know, he's earning the right to make another play. The second thing is, listen, like so many other times this season, he's going to have to be in there. He's going to have to share the load because we've got injury issues
there. But this
there.
Is not about him making a play this week. More about him knowing who to pick up when the Niners come. Because as you know, Bobby, they hit Eli a lot last year, and they're going to try and take him down this year. It's the only way to beat the Giants. You got to get to Eli.
All right. Nick of the Good, at Nick of the Good. What could be the cause of the lack of efficiency of the Giants' pass rush?
To me, it's a guy in the middle who pushes the pocket in, and also starting drives or third down and long is hurting them right now. You know, third and three, it's difficult to get to the quarterback. You know, second and four, it's difficult to get the quarterback.
You got
to
stop the run.
Without
you got to stop the run.
And the ability to stop people in the middle, it's hurting the Giants' pass rush. But I will say this.
Go ahead, say it.
You guys got to step up a little bit and beat your man on man.
Thank you.
Finally, JPP, somebody's got to beat your guy.
You can't double-team everybody on a defensive line. You can't chip everybody on a defensive line. One-on-one. You got to win those matches, like Perry Fuel said last week. Every now and then, you just got to line up and whip the guy across.
Jenny, why are they not able to win these matchups that they won?
Yeah, it is surprising because you see them going, there are one-on-one matchups, certainly. Like, you'll see them chip on one side, the opponent, or motion a tight end to one side, or use that silly punt formation where they really have a lot of guys back. But I think the inside pressure is key because those guys maybe, with Canty out, those guys might have more one-on-one pressure. And maybe if the ends can't get there, you want to see a tackle get there or a linebacker get there.
The only thing that, again, you know, I go back to the ends and they're not sort of winning their battles. The first couple games of the season, who were the guys that got the sacks? It was the tackles.
Yes.
The tackle.
Yes.
You know, at some point, don't they have to stop talking about, well, they're scheming against us?
Yes.
And just
go when? Go when? Here's
what's happening. They schemed against Lawrence Taylor his whole career.
Exactly. They haven't.
and Michael Strahan.
These guys
Reggie White.
Haven't won their matchups. And then they get frustrated. And then they lose their discipline. And then it just kind of snowballs. And that's what's happened. Now, I will say this about that group. Nobody studies harder than our defensive ends in terms of their film study. They're all technicians. They're going to figure it out. And it'd be nice if they figured it out this week.
Well, they better because in the trenches this week, they have a very physical offensive line. My boy Anthony Davis from Rutgers, a load. They have those old-fashioned type old linemen. And that's what I'm excited to see, the battle in the trenches this week. You better show up there,
nice
Patrick.
Nice job, Shiano. All right, final one. At New York Dreaming 25, what are some of your concerns in facing the 49ers defense Sunday?
Well, you know, I think the 49ers defense hasn't had a lot of sacks this year, but they certainly have the potential to have a lot of sacks. So I think last year Eli was hit at least 12 times, sacked 6. I think that's the biggest concern. They'll have 9 sacks, I think, through 5 games, and I don't think that, you know, really explains the threat that's there from the 49ers pass rush.
The best way to stop Eli Manning and company, because – you know, the Giants are starting to remind me of, like, the 79 Steelers where they lacked the defense. The steel curtain got a little rusty. But the offense was so good, people couldn't stop them. You have to control the ball. The old Steelers. That was before your time.
You think he lays awake at night thinking?
I'm starting to see a Giant team that's relying more on their offense than their defense.
Jenny hit the nail on the head.
Go ahead, Jenny.
The defense. No, she hit it on the. If you were listening,
I was.
You would have heard her say earlier. The problem, one of the big problems with the defense, is as a group they haven't played together this season.
All right, we're gonna take a break.
Go right ahead,
Bobby. We'll be back focusing in on the Giants and 49ers with LC Greenwood after this on Giants.com.
LC Greenwood.
New season, new year, new chance. Let's go.
No challenge too difficult.
No sacrifice or self-denial too great.
Team
first. Team last. Team always.
Back here on Giants Online on Giants.com. It's the Giants and 49ers on Sunday. So one of the things we know about the Niners with their defense is they're very physical. Just at the point of attack. Their secondary is very physical. Their safeties come down pretty hard. What can the Giants do to combat that?
I think the Giants got to get the running game going, and they got to get the tight end over the middle. They got to get the tight end involved this week because maybe those safeties, because they're going to put 8 or 9 guys in the box to stop your little running game there going, you know, see if it's for real. So I think they got to get the tight end, the play action going this week.
Play action.
Jay, are you surprised at how effective Bennett's been? I know there's times where he has his lull moments, but he really is a big weapon as far as this offense is concerned.
Yeah, I think he proved a lot last week with how tough he was, suffering that hyperextended knee and
absolutely
then coming back into the game. Like you said, there have been some hiccups. You can see he and Eli have some communication. They'll talk things over on the sidelines sometimes. But he is he has a unique skill set. He can block a defensive end and steal the edge. He can, you know, go run an athletic wheel route and come up with a crazy touchdown catch like against the Buccaneers. So he is someone that is very important, especially with the injuries at the wide receiver position. He's a great asset for us.
Speaking of the wide receiver position, I just think I want to give a little shout out
amazing
to your little salsa guy there because he has really stepped it up. He's not a one-hit wonder, and he's shown that, you know what, he is a weapon and a guy to deal with every week.
He's a worker. And he's a football player. You know, Martellus. Go ahead.
How about Gilbride Jr.?
Coach him up, coach.
I mean, you just keep pulling guys up every week. Different guy.
You're right that it's not Gilbride Jr., it's Kevin M. Gilbride.
There you go.
Young Gilbride.
Young Gilbride.
Young Gilbride's doing a nice job with him. But, and we've said this time and time again, Tom Coughlin has talked about it for years. The work that Eli puts in with his offensive, with his skill players, with his running backs on protection and his receivers on the passing game, the work that he puts in every week pays off in the game.
You saw that with Randall last week. Obviously, Eli had the one-on-one meeting
with him. Yeah, we need to pick on somebody this week. We jumped all over Reuben Randall last week.
Journey.
And he responded.
He had a catch, so pick on him to do more.
Let's pick another area of the team so that we can get some. Well, I guess we've already picked on the defensive end.
Yes, true.
So, okay, good.
Oh, and the tackles, too.
All right, Jenny, what were you saying? Where were you going to say?
Well, I just think the way Eli works with these guys to make sure that, I mean, they trust him so much, and he just meets with them individually and goes over things. You know, he's such a teacher, I think. And, you know, he is the kind of guy that, the kind of quarterback that can have a lot of moving pieces that comes in and you don't even notice a drop-off. And I just think that's so impressive.
Which is impressive considering how complicated this offense is, that he's able to do that with these guys. Well, they're going to have a big challenge on Sunday.
You got that right, Mr. Papa.
Jeez.
Give me a little.
I hear this from you one more time.
I need a prediction.
They've been circling this game, buddy.
Prediction.
They've been circling it.
Prediction.
I just think this is going to be too much for Big Blue. Too physical. And I think they lose one there.
20-13. Jenny?
All right, I'm going to pick the Giants. 23-20. Feel like it's going to come down to a field goal.
They're going to kick one this time? They're not going to try and pass the ball down the field, you think?
Okay. They'll kick one. Okay. I think it's going to be a small margin of a victory, even though these teams are putting up crazy offensive numbers, 23-20. I'll pick the Giants.
4 points separated these two teams in the two games combined last year. All right, you ready?
It's going to be another fourth quarter finish, Bobby.
High and tight, buddy. High and tight.
Nothing less. All right, that wraps it up. For Pat Hanlon and our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us here on Giants.com for Giants Online. Enjoy your football, everybody.